and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today we dive into the world of cloud distribution as we're joined by Victor Baez, Vice President of Global Cloud Channel Sales for Ingram Micro. Baez took over the role from longtime Ingram exec René Bergeron about 6 months ago, and we thought this would be an excellent opportunity to check in on him and find out what the Ingram Micro Cloud team is focused on for this year. We talk about his efforts to lead Ingram's drive into customer success and what that even means from a distributor's perspective. We discuss some of the highlights Baez expects to see in the cloud market this year, how Ingram intends to support its partners in getting to those opportunities, and what the channel can expect from the distributor and his team this year. We also briefly discuss the planning for this year's Cloud Summit and get his general advice for solution providers. It's a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Victor Baez. Victor, thanks for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Rob. Good morning.
You know, your background is in security, or most recently in security. You're heading up Ingram Micro Cloud Sales now. Two of the biggest growth, the hottest everyone's talking about areas over the last year. That's a nice place to be right now.
I'll tell you what, Rob, it's a lot of fun. Not only because I get to interact with a very large and healthy ecosystem, that's really, really trying and working hard to make customers happy with the technology that they've been purchasing last year, right? Mm-hmm. But also my team, the 1,500 associates we have worldwide, day in, day out, obsessed with making our partners more successful. It's a lot of fun. And yes, it is high growth, high speed, intense, but it's also a lot of fun.
Okay, great. Tell us a little bit about your background, what kind of the journey that brings you to the role heading up global sales for Ingram Micro Cloud.
Yeah, I've known Ingram for many years, right, and at several angles, as a competitor, mm-hmm. as a partner, a fascinating company, 4 decades of just very, very solid execution and value to the entire ecosystem. And then when this opportunity came about, both Ingram and I felt that my background, my aspirations were a good fit for each other. They were looking for a global leader. I personally had the privilege to work in 3 different continents, right? And they were also looking for somebody that had lived through some of the cloud transformation in companies like Microsoft, right? So it was really a good fit for both of us. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm really having a lot of fun in this role.
Great. Tell me about what's been keeping you busy for the first 6 months or so. What's kind of been on the docket, and how's that gone?
I would sum it up to 2 words: customer success. I personally spent the first 3 months in the role meeting video to video. Let's call it that, right? With 250 of our partners worldwide, we've surveyed our partners. To understand what they were seeing as opportunities to keep accelerating performance. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to a very common theme, which is we need help. We need to work together on managing our active customer base, our subscription base, which has grown tremendously, mm-hmm. right? So what are the tools that we need to work on together? What are the processes? What are the lifecycle management approaches that we need to adopt? So we can continue the success for many years. So we sum it up into customer success. We already have some pockets of customer success organizations mm-hmm. in some countries, and we made the decision to just build out a very large investment on our customer success practice globally, right? And an important note is we call customers what many companies might refer to as partners. Mm-hmm. We have symbiotic relationships with our customers. They're also our partners. So we're just calling it customer success, but from a vendor, they would probably call it partner success, right?
Right, yeah.
So we decided to build up a team that would bring that value into our ecosystem.
I was going to say, from a distribution point of view, there's kind of 2 things that customer success can mean, right? There's as you describe, sort of your customers, what we would call partner or solution provider, their success, and then there's kind of the potential role of distribution in enabling those partners to build their own customer success practices and skills and build-ups.
Correct, and in the end, what we're seeing is it's a combination of how do I execute better the lifecycle management of my existing customers without missing all these new opportunities that are out in the market, either for the same customers, right? So that's what we see as our role, helping partners win new business faster, but also helping them retain and expand their existing business.
All right. So you joined the cloud team at Ingram at an exciting time, no doubt. Cloud has been on a growth trajectory for a decade or so. But really, over the last year, the pandemic has kind of put that subscription mode, even the most hardened against it, IT departments have been dragged in that direction more so than ever. Curious what you see as fueling the growth going forward. What are the places that you're seeing as the pockets of growth, and how do you see that evolving over the near future?
That's a very good question, Rob. I from my experience, at least in being here for 6 months and even prior to joining Ingram, the trends are very similar. I don't necessarily see a shift towards one aspect or the other, right? But obviously there's RPA technologies being adopted, right? Mm-hmm. Anything that provides that automation through AI and other tools, that's very, very much a priority, especially for some of the larger enterprises. But I think in the end, what was proven in the last 12 months with all the business that took place post the pandemic and everything that followed was customers in general that were hesitant to perhaps pursue a cloud project or migrate a workload to the cloud, in the end felt that it was a much less riskier decision that they would have to make now. And they probably felt that it was the right time to do it. Mm. And they also saw the value that a cloud environment can give them, which we sum it up as speed, right? Speed, agility, flexibility, scale up, scale down. It proved to be very, very critical in the type of economic environment that we found ourselves in, right? Other things also became more evident, right? The need for a strong security practice, a strong security posture to run all these devices or all these remote work environments that now are kind of like the new perimeter, right? For a hacker or for an attack, right? So security became more evident. The value of cloud became more evident. And we see these trends kind of continuing into 2021.
So then is it sort of a matter of the technology not shifting, but maybe the stature or the posture of that growth shifting? Are we going to see some sort of move away from the madcap signing up of new folks and maybe some sober second looks at strategies that were very quickly enacted about a year ago and, rationalizing that and making it more complete now that the plumbing is taken care of and the up and running aspect of it is not the going concern?
Yeah, what we hear is a combination of both. One is that there still needs more plumbing. Mm-hmm. So there's still a very big opportunity around infrastructure, migration to a cloud environment, to a more flexible environment, for sure. We're seeing that. There's a very big question mark from some of our partners and customers, which is what's going to happen when some of these larger companies or other companies are kind of back into their data centers? Mm. What are they going to want to do, right? Yeah. And almost everyone is still very bullish that this will only further the need for more plumbing, right? And then to your point, there's also very heavy activity coming in saying, okay, we've done all this. What are the next steps now? How do we optimize? How do we better manage it? How do we get more flexibility and so forth, right? The shift of some of these large CapEx budgets going into OpEx also presents other challenges. Mm-hmm. For companies on how they operate and how they have their own KPIs, but in the end, it's translating into more activity, more volumes, and the need to be very, very close to your customers.
All right. What do you see as some of the biggest untapped or underrealized opportunity for your customers, the solution provider community, in the cloud space today?
Well, I mean, there's always the emerging technologies, right? So clearly RPA is one of them, right? That is starting to get some hype. Mm-hmm. It does require investments and probably having a more consultative approach in the relationship with customers. But this is where we can come in, right? With our services, where partners can leverage us, what we have as a services augmentation vehicle for them to get that business started, right? But obviously, you know, security, and we use it as a very broad term, but it has so many different nuances, control points that for better or for worse, everyone is going to have some expertise in security, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's going to have a clear understanding of their posture. And it's not just about preventing it's an incident. It's really knowing how to react when it happens, right? There's surveys all across the board that mention the dwell time. So the number of days an attacker is in someone's environment before someone even knowing about it, right? I think it's 99 days. Some cases I've seen 170, right? And then even after that, there's a time to provide all the expulsion of what happened, right? And then there's the time after that to recover, right? Mm-hmm. That cycle can go on to a full 12 months. So that's an area that we're seeing a very strong need for companies to, across our ecosystem, to have a good understanding on how to work there.
And does, you know, especially around RPA and those areas, those skill sets at Ingram are in place, and are we at the point where they're kind of rolling out that support the bench kind of approach that we've seen Ingram take in various aspects of the cloud journey over the last few years?
Yeah, exactly. We're in some countries it's live, and others we're still building it. But but what you'll see us do is our classic model, which our partners love, which is we build some of these capabilities in house. It allows partner XYZ to kick off that engagement. And then again, it's all about giving them flexibility. So in some cases, a partner might decide to build that practice themselves, partner with somebody else, acquire somebody else. But we're always behind providing that initial impetus, let's put it that way, right? For someone to kind of not miss out on some of these emerging technologies.
All right. Great. What can partners expect from you and from the team at Ingram MicroCloud over the course of 2021?
Well, more help on the customer success side, right? Mm-hmm. More support helping partners manage and retain and expand their existing book of business. Services augmentation capabilities for them to capture all these new emerging opportunities. And then a lot of updates, features, enhancements in our marketplace, right? Which is basically the platform that brings our entire ecosystem together. So we're going to be releasing a series of features, of updates, of even new relationships that are going to be instrumental for our partners to continue leveraging and being successful with their cloud business.
All right. I would be remiss if I didn't ask, both because Cloud Summit has been such an important part of the Ingram MicroCloud community over the last years, and because it's interesting to see how approaches to events have evolved in this day and age. I imagine this will be the second time we're doing a virtual Cloud Summit or a virtual mode of Cloud Summit. What can you tell me about the plans for this year's Cloud Summit?
Well, I don't think we're going to be ready to share that immediately yet, but we are going to have a lot of activity in the market that's going to help stay close to our partners and help them also, again, capture the opportunity that the cloud continues to offer. And yes, Cloud Summit is a flagship event in our industry, and we'll share a lot more details, right, as they become available. And you're right. It's hard to see something coming alive with thousands of people in a room, right?
Yeah.
That's hard for anyone to plan. But last year was a highly successful event as well, right? We still get a lot of interest because it's become a de facto flagship event in our industry, and it's super healthy for our partners to come together, interact, and so we'll share a lot more detail as some more information becomes available.
All right. Well, we look forward to that for sure. Any parting shots for the partner community before we wrap up?
Look, I this is not me doing advertising on Ingram or Ingram MicroCloud, but it's again, we at Ingram have a ton of respect for our partners and our customers. The ones that are entrepreneurs have a lot of courage when they decided to go after this business, you know, a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And we're here to continue to help them reap the rewards of these investments through our people, which I think is our most important asset. I know everybody likes to say that, but we actually mean it. And it's the number one thing our partners ask us. It's mm-hmm. we want to be supported by your team, because your team is amazing, right? So I'm super bullish being in this role. And one of the things that impressed me the most about this role is just the startup mentality of our team. Business growing at a very, very high pace. Mm-hmm. And the team still having that startup mentality, that build new business mentality. So we're here for our partners through tools, through people, through events to help them continue to be successful.
All right. Thanks again for taking the time, and all the best for a very successful year in the cloud.
Thank you, Rob. Take care.
So there you have it, a look at the first 6 months of Victor Baez leading global cloud sales at Ingram Micro and his thoughts on what's to come. I'd like to thank Victor for joining us for the podcast, thank Ingram Micro for their continuing support of the site, and of course, thank you for joining us today. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back later this week as we round out our series of podcasts with Mark Balaguer from Barracuda MSP. This time we'll be discussing the roadmap for any MSP to become an MSSP, and I know that's a high interest topic for many solution providers. Be sure to give it a listen. Until then, please do check us out on either Google Podcasts or Apple Podcasts, where you can subscribe and be sure you never miss an episode, and you can leave us a brief review and a rating to help other solution providers find us. Until next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca. Stay safe out there, and I'll see you around the channel.